That brings us together. One thing that we can't live without. The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Welcome to the Love KC Food Show. My name's Brian, and I'm joined in the studio with my co-host, Emma.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Emma. Good to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to be here. I love the food show.
You do love the food show. A little bit about my background. I am a 20-year restaurateur and a chef. So what we're doing on this show is trying to promote some local restaurants because they've had a tough couple of years, haven't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. They've had
a tough couple of years. So we introduce a theme every year.
Oh, yes. You mean
every show. And we do this on the food show. So this one is on Italian food.
I love Italian food, Brian.
Do you?
Yes. I grew up eating all kinds of pastas and different things like that. So I'm stoked for the show today.
Okay, give me one of your, when you think of Italian food, now what do you think of?
I think of specifically pasta.
Okay, pasta, I got that. Did you know there's 300 different varieties of pasta?
300?
300. Now I can probably name seven.
You don't say.
Yeah, I can probably name seven off the top of my head, but there's over 300.
Okay.
But other than that, when you think of the Italian sauce,
right?
What do you think of?
I think of like a hearty meat sauce.
Forget the meat. What's the sauce?
The marinara type sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or I really like
what the marinara sauce is made out of.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomato sauce.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting?
What?
Tomatoes were actually imported from the Americas.
Oh, you know, that is interesting.
That tomato sauce, and you'd think of that as a staple of Italian cuisine, but tomatoes were actually only discovered in the Americas by the Spanish conquistadors who brought back tomatoes to the America, from America to Europe. It was only introduced to Italy in 1548 in Tuscany.
Huh.
So okay. You would think of, so if you go to Italy and you want to go eat some good Italian food, and believe me, they have a lot.
Yes.
I've been to Italy. Have you been to Italy?
I have not been to Italy, but I have friends who've been to Italy and shared stories about the food, and it's amazing.
Tomatoes actually came from Peru,
okay,
Bolivia, and Ecuador.
Huh.
What? In those regions.
Okay. Okay, can you tell me this? What was your favorite meal in Italy?
You know, every different part of Italy has a different kind of food.
Hmm.
So if you go down to the southern end of the boot of Italy, it has a very different kind of flavor. A lot of fish is introduced, and a lot. But actually, my favorite was Rome.
Rome?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
In the northern part of Italy, it's a little bit different. Like Florence has some delicious food.
Oh, but my goodness! I want to go. I want to go so bad.
When you go to an Italian restaurant, right?
Right.
Here in America, and you go out, what's the one a sit down, you know, what's the one thing they bring out as like the, here you get this and I'll bring you water?
Bread?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the Italians don't do that.
Wait, really?
No.
They don't do that?
They don't do that.
Oh, what do they do?
They use bread at the end of the meal to sop up any of the sauce.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's so savvy.
But what we're going to do right now is we're going to jump right in because we have a caller that's going to be on that has an Italian restaurant. And we're going to bring him on right now, and we're going to talk to him. Yeah.
Amazing.
Are you on?
I am. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. I appreciate you letting me come on the show.
No, I wanted to get right to you because I know the restaurant business is a little bit difficult right now, and you're super, super busy. So we have Alex from Jovito's Italian Cafe and Deli.
Yep, that's it. I'm my name's Alex Fiorella, and our restaurant is right in Valdez. You hit on it, Jovito's Italian Cafe and Deli.
You know, Alex, when I talk to you during this week, what your last name is kind of familiar.
Yeah, my family has been in the hospitality side of things and the restaurants for most of my life. So my grandfather, Russ Fiorella, started the Smokestack Barbecue at Hickman Mills right there on Prospect in 1957. And then my aunt Diane Merrick and Carol Fiorella helped him run that. And my aunt Mary Fiorella on 89th and Laurel had her Smokestack location. And then Jack has Jack Stacks, and my Aunt Laura Karen had baby cakes, cupcakes in the River Market. So
you have a big family history in the restaurant business, don't you?
Yeah, we're the type of people who, while we're eating one meal, will be talking about what we're going to have for the next meal. So we like food a little bit in our family and decided to make it a career.
You know, that's me too. I do that the same thing. While I'm finishing dinner, I'm thinking of the next meal I'm going to cook.
Yeah, it's always planning ahead and thinking about what else is good that we could have. So
you got into Italian cooking, and tell us a little bit about Jovito's Italian Cafe and Deli.
Sure. The business started in about 2002, I believe, in South Kansas City. Mary Scaglia and her husband, Tom, had the business, and then we moved it. My mother, Lisa Karen, one of the other owners, purchased it some years back, and then we transitioned to the Waldo area where we offer what my mom would say, non-pretentious Italian, where we do the meatball grinders, the sandwiches where we pour the roll out and fill it with our tomato sauce, mozzarella, meatball, or pepperoni, whatever protein, and then cap it off and toast it. So that's kind of our signature sandwich.
So wait a second. Let me stop you there. I don't mean to interrupt, but so a meatball grinder. Explain that to the audience if they'd like to know what a meatball grinder is.
Yes, I would personally love
to Emma,
know.
Our food critic, really wants to know.
Yeah, please tell us.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's about some Kansas City history and lore behind it. Mario's in Westport. Mario Scaglia, he's a family friend of ours, and we knew him growing up. He had his store, and that he pretty much started that shop with the grinder sandwich. And what it is essentially is you take an Italian roll and very delicately pour out the center of it, so you remove all the inside. And then what we do at our business at Jovito's is mixed sauce, mozzarella, like I said, the most popular protein, our homemade meatballs. We mix that in together, put it back inside the bread, and then cap it off with a little piece that we keep, and so it's kind of a self-contained sandwich that we crisp up, and it's really good. It's great on cold days like today. It's portable. A lot of Chiefs fans order them for, we call them game day grinders, where they enjoy them for Chiefs games, so it's a really good, edible, and easy-to-go, compact sandwich. So.
No, a meatball grinder is one of my favorites. I know that because I eat a lot of them, and I've probably eaten too many of them. You also have paninis and fresh salads?
So when we moved to Waldo, when we were out in South Kansas City, a lot of our patrons enjoyed the pasta dishes like our Italian steak parmesan or fettuccine alfredos. But we realized pretty early on in Waldo it's a bigger sandwich crowd. So we do our paninis like my parents went to school down in New Orleans. So we do a muffalini. We call it the muffalata sandwich, what they say down there, but we call it a muffalini, where we take our olive salad with big Sicilian olives, jardinera, carrots, all the vinegars, and we make it into like a tapenade and blend it and use it on the thing, which is a spread with Genoa salami, pepperoni, and some black forest ham. And then what we do is press it on our the panini press, which gets it real thin and crispy. And it's a very good, salty, savory sandwich, to say the least.
So, Alex, your family was in the restaurant business. They were, well, some of them were into barbecue.
Uh-huh.
You got into Italian cooking.
Yeah, it was funny. It was weird. My dad's side, the Fiorella is always, you know, my brother and I still love barbecuing at our homes and grilling. But it was funny, my mother, Lisa Karen, she bought the business. I started helping out south when I was going, I was back at UMKC for the law program, and I was working nights and at the restaurant, and we realized there was a good following for the food, and she was the one that tailored it, made it a great environment for people. We got a lot of loyal customers out south, so she really made it into a great business and developed it and grew it. And once we decided Waldo was going to be our new home, I think we both knew it. It was something people enjoyed. It's quality food. We use fresh ingredients. Don't really have to store anything very long because we make it that same day, whether it's the meatballs or the Italian steaks or the soup, the Italian wedding soup. So we knew it was a good product. People out south still stopped in. And Waldo, new people come in every day. And it's, I think, really a tip of the hat to my mother, Lisa, for realizing what we had. And we try to keep it healthy and, you know, good for everybody who walks in the door.
You know, a lot of people don't know, but I love the Italian sausage that you make. And Italian steak. Explain to that. What is Italian steak?
So what we do, it's a very thin cutlet. What we have is about 3 ounces of beef, 3 ounces of pork, roughly. It's about a 6 to 8 ounce fillet that we blend, mix, and then we shape them and form them into fillets where it's, I basically, you could call it an Italian hamburger patty or cheeseburger patty, where it's a little more savory, it's thin, and then we take ours with Italian breadcrumbs, egg wash, we bread ours, and then we fry that fillet in two versions, or three really. We have the Sicilian steak sandwich, so you have your fried cutlet, the Italian bread, mozzarella cheese, provolone cheese, and our red sauce. And that's more of the traditional one. We also have the Italian steak sandwich called the Tony sandwich, which is a tribute or reminiscent of a place called Wimpy's. A lot of people remember it's a little before my time.
Of course, I know. No, I'm old, so
yeah,
I get it.
Wimpy's was a lot of people come in for that. It's pickled onion and like a barbecue steak sauce. So it has a little smoked flavor to it.
Oh, I loved Wimpy's.
Yeah, that'd be your sandwich then. We did a segment with Fox 4. Kathy Quinn was really nice, and we did a demonstration with the steaks, and one of them was the Tony, and we actually had several employees from Wimpy's come in that same day or that week saying they saw us and really enjoyed it, and it brought them back. So.
Now, you're located at 7408 Warnell Road, Kansas City, Missouri, so you're right in the Waldo area, right in the heart of the Waldo area.
Yeah. So really the landmarks, I say, you have is where Dave Smith, the lamp maker building, used to be. We're right across the street from Waldo Pizza, the bus stop, and the well.
The lamp maker's not there anymore?
No, Dave, we miss him dearly. We see him. He comes in to eat a lot, and so does Betty. And we still see him as customers. They're doing good. And they were one of the first people when we applied to get our liquor license. We have some good Italian beer, like Peroni and Beer Moretti. They were very welcoming and supportive of us getting that license.
Sure.
Big thank you.
They were trying to sell you some lighting.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they are very nice. And we always took our lamps. And
looking over some of your stuff there, you know, I know you're busy, but looking over some of your stuff, Emma saw that you have large family meals that you can come pick up?
Yeah, tell us about the family meals.
Yeah, so we developed those about a year or two ago where we noticed we had a lot of large catering options like pans of lasagna, pans of fettuccine for parties, graduations, whatnot. And people, especially families with several children, wanted something served maybe 4 to 6 people. But we do, for instance, a lasagna where you get 4 slices of that. You get bread, you get a salad. Choice of Parmesan Ranch is our house, or Caesar's a really good one too. But it was really, it's in the price range. The lowest it'll be is about $40 to $50. And if you go all the way to the top, like chicken fettuccine, it'll be $60. But it feeds 4 to 6 people. It's good for people with, like I said, children or on the go, or just are tired from the day and want something to put in the oven or hot and ready to eat.
I think we're all kind of tired of turkey now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this would be a wonderful solution to that.
So we're kind of moving along.
Yes, this is an excellent idea.
Yeah, lasagna, spaghetti meatballs. You get 2 salad choices, the house salad with all the peppers and cheese and olives, or you can just do a Caesar with Parmesan and black pepper.
Yeah,
and then, wow. It's really good. It's all on JoeVito'sToGo.com if you want to check out pictures.
What do you go to?
Just our website, JoeVito'sToGo.com. That's where we're very active with our specials and menu descriptions, pictures.
That's a JoeVito's. To go, JoeVito'sToGo.com. Their phone number is 816-943-9988. Am I right?
That's all correct. And another note, my lovely wife Ellen does our social media for us and does all of the content and community outreach. So she does a great job on our Facebook page, our Google business page. If you just look us up on Google, has really good information and gives you a good sense of our business and what you're getting into once you walk in the door.
Now, I have a couple minutes left, so I want to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, I always ask one of the owners or one of the managers who come on our show, what is your favorite dish? Now, you might not be able to pick one, so, you know, you can pick 2, one. But...
I have one. I preface it with the meatball grinder is going to always be, if you first visit or on your first visit, always try a grinder, the best seller. But to your question, my favorite sandwich, having gone to undergraduate in Chicago and enjoying the Chicago food scene, the Italian beef sandwich we offer and recently put permanently on our menu is quite a delight. It's basically...
What was that again?
It's an Italian beef sandwich.
So an Italian beef sandwich is different than your Italian steak sandwich.
Yes. The Italian steaks, the cutlet, I said it was breaded and fried, but the Italian beef, for all the Chicagoans out there, it's basically an Italian-style roast beef sandwich where tender slices of marinated beef are in au jus, and we put it on the bread, and you get a little bit of jardinera peppers, which are pickled celery, carrots, olives, like a topping, and a little bit of red sauce. The Chicago purists wouldn't like that, but we do a little bit of red sauce and a little bit of Parmesan, and then we dip the entire sandwich one time back into the au jus, so it gives the bread a little bit of flavor.
So, all right, we're going to, we thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, we're talking to JoeVito's Italian Cafe and Deli, located at 7408 Westport Road, in Kansas City, Missouri, right in the heart of Waldo, and it's JoeVito's, JoeVito's, togo.com. And I encourage everybody to go down there, get something, and I really think that you're going to enjoy it. And Alex, thank you so much for being on.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you for what you're doing for small businesses and restaurants around the city, highlighting them. Like you said, restaurant industry is a little upended right now with everything, and do what you can, be patient, and you know, just go out and enjoy local food and support local businesses. And
that's what we're here for. That's exactly what we're here for. Yeah. Now, can I get a discount if I go to the barbecue? No, I guess not.
You probably get charged a little bit more, but yeah, you'll have a good meal either way.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, you too. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, we're going to go to break. Welcome back to the Love Casey Food Show.
Oh,
I'm Brian,
back.
And here's Emma.
Hey, I love this song. It's so fun.
Who is it?
I don't know, but it's fun. I know it, but I remember.
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those people.
See, I got one.
Good job. Good job, Brian.
Yes. Am I right, Rudy? Okay, so yes, I am right.
Okay, good.
Rudy's behind the glass. We do have another guest in the studio
joining us.
But before we get to that, I told you a little bit about some of the facts on Italian food. You probably missed some of this because you weren't here. But tomatoes were actually imported from the Americas. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Spaghetti and meatballs is not a typical Italian dish.
You don't say.
No.
I had a feeling that was true.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I mean, we have it too much here in America, and we have just Americanized
a
lot of it.
Now, this is the one that I antipasta?
Excuse me?
Antipasta?
Antipasta?
Antipasta.
I don't know. Okay.
You don't know what it is?
No, I don't
know. You know what it is.
Okay. Yeah.
It's often the appetizer of an Italian meal.
Okay.
You can chime in anytime. We're joined by Danny here in the studio. We're going to bring him on at the end of the top of the next hour. But you are from Viona's?
Viona's Italian Bistro.
Viona's Italian Bistro. So, Danny, since you are an Italian restaurant owner, antipasta is often the first part of the meal. So, antipasta literally means before the meal.
Antipasta, yeah.
In Italian.
Yeah, like an appetizer thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is my favorite because I love the olives. And I love the dried meats. You've never had a tray?
I don't know if I've had that. I don't think I have. Do you guys serve it at your restaurant?
We serve many kind of antipastas, like
oh, wow.
Antipasta salads, antipasta meats, antipasta veggies, appetizers, all.
Okay,
kinds.
And where are you from?
I'm from Palermo, Sicily.
Wow.
I was born and raised in Palermo.
That's amazing.
Right.
How did you get to Kansas City?
How did I get to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Oh, long story. But
sorry, I'm hijacking the interview now.
Let's just put it on the short way. My wife brought me here.
Okay.
In the first place. So, yeah, that's why I'm here.
Your wife brought you here.
Right.
Excellent.
So you're from Sicily?
Correct.
So in Italy, now I've only been there once, but I did tour all the way from the top to the bottom.
Right.
But the food flavor is different everywhere you go, right?
It is.
Every region has a different flavor.
Right, right. Authenticity or their own recipes, but north and south will be two different things. Like northern cuisine and southern cuisine will be two different things. You won't feel like you're eating food from the same country.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Because when you go to France, it's basically French food.
Right.
You know, you can categorize
right.
French food. If I go to England, I'm getting English food. Right. But Italy, every different
varieties.
You go down towards the Mediterranean, a lot more fish dishes,
exactly, yeah.
A lot more. Now, the Sicilian sauce is totally different than the sauce that you would get up north.
Right.
Which, I love the Sicilian sauce better only because it has lower carbs. Anyway.
And we're from Midwest here.
Yeah.
Which is similar to Sicily.
Yes.
In a sense, yeah.
Yes.
That's funny.
Right.
I do love that sauce, the Sicilian sauce and everything. When you were there and you were growing up as a kid, what was your favorite? When you would go out and eat or when you would, your mother
right.
or whatever.
Well, my grandmother was a famous chef in Sicily.
Really?
That's where I got the passion from.
A famous chef.
Right. She cooked all over Sicily, not just in Palermo, but in Messina and Catania, pretty much everywhere around the coast. And she, as a little boy, I would go and help her. And that's when I started learning how to cook. And I followed that passion. And here I am today with her recipes making a living.
All right. I've got some more facts, but I'm too in fascinated with your story.
That's so cool.
Coming from Sicily, coming from Italy, coming back and doing an Italian restaurant here. We're going to be back. We're going to take one more break, and we'll be back at the Love KC Food Show. Oh, it's one of my favorite songs.
Can you sing it for us?
I could, but I'm too engulfed in the conversation right now at the Love KC Food Show.
I know.
We're talking about Italian food, and my mouth is watering.
I am very excited about this show, but the story that we've gotten into is really what's getting me excited.
So we're talking with Benny from Viona's Italian Bistro. Now, where are you located?
We are in downtown Overland Park. Our full address is 7933 Marty Street, Overland Park, Kansas.
So if you're you were coming from here, we're on Metcalf.
Right.
So we're broadcasting out of Union Broadcasting, and if I just go straight down Metcalf, all the way to 80th.
And then you will turn left.
Yep.
And then we are right on that block between 79 and Metcalf on Marty.
On Marty.
You know where Farmer's Market is, right?
Yeah.
We're across the street. You won't miss us right there.
And if you want to find out what they have, you can go online at Viona's. That's Viona's ItalianBistro.com. Or you can call them at 913-232-8818. Now, when we left off, am I right? Correct me if I'm ever wrong, which I'm not 92% of the time. When we left off, you were from Sicily.
Correct, Palermo.
You came back over to the United States, started your own Italian restaurant. And when we were on break, we were talking about, and I had talked to Emma about this before, but fresh homemade pasta.
Right.
What's the difference between that homemade pasta and if I just go buy the store-bought dried pasta?
Well, it's a huge difference. Everything you make fresh is obviously going to be different from the ones that were made a long time ago. So when you actually taste them, they're going to taste different. They're softer. They're protected by
preservatives
and all that. So obviously, any restaurant that makes their own home pastas, they will taste way better than the ones bought by the company.
Before we talked about this, I did bring that up earlier in the week to Emma, and
yeah,
I said
he did.
I said it's night and day. The difference is just night and day between.
Right.
The pastas.
Well, we got we were open like 2 years ago, mm-hmm. almost 2 years ago now, and we got famous pretty quick. And the main reason that we did is because we make our own fresh pastas and our own bread, which is
you bake your own bread
every single day fresh. And
oh
our customers,
goodness.
They love it. They
Yum.
Love the bread and our dipping sauce, signature
Wait,
homemade.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What kind of dipping sauce?
Oh, it's an olive oil, garlic, and basil sauce, which
okay.
is really good.
I am, like, starving now. Okay. Wow.
We probably won't leave there.
Yeah, that sounds
right.
incredible.
Do you have, like, sleeping quarters for people who eat too much?
Yeah, because I can imagine with all of the carbs, they're like
right.
we got some, dragging them out of the restaurant.
We got some pretty heavy servers. We usually just lift them up all the way to La Corsa.
Now, so you make your own sauce.
We do make our own sauces. And
where did you learn that? To make your own sauce.
I had.
Where did you get the recipe?
All from my grandma.
Okay, and she invented pizza? Is that what we were saying over the break?
Yeah, in Napoli, yeah.
Just kidding, guys.
Right.
No, but she did teach you how to make this sauce and this.
And she did teach me how to make that bread and all the sauces. And obviously, she was making her own pastas, noodles as well. So I was the one cutting the noodles for her back in the day. So.
And did you just fall in love with cooking?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. That's what I did growing up, and that's
I did too.
As an adult, so.
I did too.
Pretty much I've been doing it all my life.
Right. Yes.
That's why we're on the radio.
Yeah.
We say that every show.
Right.
I did too. But on top of your homemade, your lasagnas,
right.
your pastas, What's your favorite on the pasta, by the way? Do you like the red sauce or the Alfredo?
You know, it just depends what do you want to combine it with. Mm. Sometimes some seafood dishes are probably better on a light sauce.
Linguine and clams.
We have linguine and
You do not.
Clams. Of course we do.
Well,
oh, that's my favorite.
We have a lot of seafood dishes. We have the most amazing seafood dishes for Italian restaurant in Kansas City, period. Like,
really?
Brian's already in his car driving there right now.
We were just awarded the best Italian restaurant all over Kansas City from Food Critics on Kansas City Eats.
Really?
Wow.
Right. And we're only 2 years old.
Listen, I'm gonna take off now. Emma, you
all right,
finish
well,
the show
we'll continue
out.
Talking. I want to hear more about your grandma, so I don't know. Right. Maybe we need to have a part two.
That's really amazing. Now, I'm doing amazing too. See, now one of the we talked about pizza was introduced to the world where? Where would you think, Emma?
Italy.
It was introduced in Italy in the 19th century in Naples, but you know a lot of people think that it was New York.
Right.
What?
Where? Yeah. You know,
I don't think New York,
New York
at
style
all.
New York thin crust pizza?
Yeah.
Oh,
the New
or
York
Chicago,
style.
Like Chicago. Deep dish.
But they think, right. You know, because there are restaurants that date back pretty far in New York that have...
I could see that.
That have the pizza. But pizza was actually invented in Naples. Now, when they originally did the Italian pizza, it was very simple. So basically, it was just a thin crust, and it was topped with tomato sauce, mozzarella, and basil.
Called margherita.
Very simple.
Margherita
pizza.
And it was very, very simple.
And I'm going to tell you something. I am very American right now, but I love dipping my pizza in ranch dressing.
Okay, well, then, no, you, she's ruined the show.
I'm so sorry.
Emma, you
the
take
tomato
a,
basil thing will go with a ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not that one.
Take a break,
All
Emma.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Good show.
But you also have pizza.
We do. We have New York-style thin crust pizza.
See, that is the best pizza.
To right. dip in
but,
ranch.
But you...
I'm sorry.
But you actually make your own sauce.
We make our own sauce. We make fresh doughs every single day. And our pizzas are very unique because they made a little bit different from the Midwest. But obviously, they're like the pizzas you will find up East Coast in New York and New Jersey.
So
I wish I was eating a pizza right now. Oh
now,
my gosh.
A lot of people ask me, and I make my own pizzas, and I also make my own Italian pasta sauce.
Okay.
There's a difference between the two. There's a difference between a pizza sauce and a sauce that you would put on spaghetti.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. That's
but
that's
a lot of people always ask me that. They say there's no difference. It's the same.
No, it's not. There is a difference.
There's a difference.
Marinara is cooked differently. It's prepared differently from pizza sauce. Pizza sauce will be, it's basically, obviously they both come from tomatoes, but the ingredients on it are different.
And when we were on break last break, we talked about.
Last break.
Well, I was trying to, I guess.
All good.
We talked about Italy. Fun fact, Italy is the biggest wine producer in the world.
That's now, why I love Italy.
In the world. So you would think France, right. Or you would think California or the Americas. You would think, no, it's Italy.
We have more wine yards than houses in Italy. Every house has like
You don't say. Okay, what's the age that people start drinking wine?
Two.
Where you're from.
I mean legal or...
yeah, where you're from.
18 should be good.
18 is good. Okay.
Yeah, but two's
but
really,
really
good.
Like two
yeah,
to like, four.
We swim on those barrels when we are kids, so we don't know the difference.
Oh my goodness.
Now,
yes.
In total, this is back in 2018, so I don't have the updated stats right now, but 7.56 billion, that's a B, billion bottles of wine were produced in Italy. If the entire population of Italy drank one bottle each day, they'd have enough bottles in 1 year to fill them for 4 months. That's how much wine they produce. And you sell wine?
Of course.
At your restaurant?
We have all varieties of wines. Pretty much all the Italian wines.
What's your favorite wine?
Well, we have this loose Martini Carbonate, which seems to be our signature style wine, and it's really good.
Okay, very
but
nice.
But we have from semi-dry to dry and to sweet white and sweet red. We have all kinds of wines in our stores.
Oh, my gosh.
We just had a listener text in and say, ranch dressing, really?
Did we?
Yes.
Really? Do you have a house-made ranch? Let me just
we
ask
have,
like
but
that.
We have, but not for the margarita pizza.
Okay, no. Okay, listen.
We use that for salads. But
okay, yeah. Some people use it for
but
other
that's
things.
Okay. My wife likes to do that, too. But we have a different
Brian,
pizza.
Brian, did you hear that? His wife likes to do that, too.
And but not. We have a signature white pizza in our store. We're probably the only ones that make that pizza all over Midwest.
White pizza?
White pizza.
What is
it's like
that?
A garlic ricotta pizza.
Oh, my and, gosh. I'm already... Okay, now I'm leaving.
Now, that's a good pizza to dip on the ranch.
Do you... When you're... So give our listeners... let me check our time here. But give our listeners some of your other dishes that you really like. And I'm going to keep you on through the break because I want to get back to your story and your restaurant and the location, but give me some of your other. So you said your lasagna?
Lasagna is really famous.
And on your lasagna, so a lot of people, when they're making homemade lasagna,
right.
They don't use the ricotta. They use the cottage cheese.
I don't use cottage cheese. We use ricotta. We're Sicilian, so we have to have the ricotta on there. Right.
And when you're so Sicilian, you would you're seafood kind of?
We are, but we're divided.
What's your favorite of the seafood dishes?
Well, we have two of them that would be one of them is lobster ravioli, which is really good.
Okay, what's
because
that?
It's on bolognese sauce.
Basically
it's a fresh garlic and onion sautéed with fresh tomatoes and spinach. Over brandy cream sauce with a touch of marinara cooked on sherry and white wine. So that will be five jumbo raviolis mixed all together on that sauce.
Wow.
So it's two different wines that cook that creamy brandy marinara sauce. And then you will have a lot
have
of vegetables
words.
To go without it.
I'm shocked.
But our restaurant, our menus pretty much has everything from home-baked pastas to regular noodles, and then we have seafood, pizzas, chicken dishes, a lot of chicken dishes, all the famous chicken dishes.
Are you drooling, Brian?
Can you stay for just a few more minutes after we take break?
Sure.
Please don't
leave. All right, we're going to be back with the Love Casey Food Show. Some people call me the space cowboy. Welcome back to the Love Casey Food Show. I'm Brian, here with Emma, and we are joined in the studio with Benny from Viona's Italian Bistro. And when we left off, we were talking about all of your different homemade pastas, homemade sauces, homemade dishes, and
wine.
And Italy, the biggest producer of wine, and you have a lot of those wines. So just to wrap up, again, you're located at 7933 Marty. In Overland Park, Kansas. It's at downtown Overland Park, Kansas, 66204. And it's just kind of right off of, it's just right west or east of Metcalf, if I'm going south.
West of Metcalf.
Right. Okay. And it's Viona'sItalianBistro.com, 913-232-8818, and I was going to get into cooking advice, but there's nothing that I can do with this guy sitting in here.
I think we should just have Benny share whatever.
You know, the original Italian.
He is amazing.
Now, when we left off, we were talking about some of the dishes that you have. If I come in for lunch,
right.
Do you have sandwiches?
Well, your day is over, I'm sure, after that.
Well, my day is, but normal people we're talking about.
We have a lunch menu, which has, I think, about 32 items.
Really?
Under $10.
Under $10.
And they all come with salad and bread.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Okay, that's good. That's
and
helpful.
We do have calzone and stromboli.
So calzone, now what's the one famous in Sicily?
Calzone.
The calzone.
Calzone, right.
Calzone.
So the calzone is basically a pizza crust.
It's a pizza crust wrapped with cheese, with three different cheeses, Romano, ricotta, and mozzarella. And then one choice of meat, whatever you want to pick. And we pick ham.
You pick ham.
Right.
Ham's probably better because I was amazed to find out when you think of pepperoni
right.
on a pizza, it didn't actually come from Italy. Pepperoni.
It didn't?
No. Where did it come
See,
from?
See, I did not know that.
Yes.
That's.
It did not. Pepperoni.
Where did it come from?
America's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, see, I've got all these fun facts.
I think it's because it was translated from prosciutto.
Correct. You're exactly right.
Right.
Yes. Correct. Basically the same, just done in a different,
right,
just cured in
exactly.
a different way.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So let's say I want to go in, what's your favorite lunch special under $10? Or you don't have to say your favorite.
Right.
A favorite of the restaurant.
Well, if it's not favorite to me, I will not put it on the menu. So everything has to be...
Good answer.
Has to be on the five-star level. But on under $10, you can get any of our home-baked pastas, like raviolis, baked raviolis, or meat, or cheese, or spinach, or you can mix them up. Baked ziti. We have the ziti pasta made with ricotta cheese and baked with mozzarella cheese as well. Lasagna is on the lunch menu. We have a lot of salads, stromboli, calzone. We have a lot of chicken dishes like marsala, piccata, chicken alfredo. All in the lunch menu as well. We probably have the best deal for lunch in
That's a lot of different items you have on your
we
menu.
We do. We have a huge lunch menu.
Wow, that's a
and
lot of
And they all
difference.
Come with a side salad and our dinner rolls.
And I can get in and out in less than an hour?
Less than 30 minutes.
Wow.
Excellent. Wow.
Okay, and I can have a bottle of wine at lunch?
If you want to.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Well, we're just talking. You know, we're not on the air or anything.
Yeah, no.
So, again, we're joined with Viona's Italian Bistro, Benny here. Benny, I really want to thank you for coming in. Your story is wonderful.
Well, thank you.
So, again, Benny's Viona's Italian Bistro. Go online at Viona's, that's V-I-O-N-A-S, ItalianBistro.com. Look up their menu and go visit them. I'd also like to thank our first guest, which was Alex at Jovito's Italian Cafe and Deli, which is down on 7408 Warnell Road, Kansas City, Missouri. I encourage you to go down there and visit them. And I was going to give some cooking advice. No need to do that now. No need.
I don't think there's
I've been
a need.
Educated.
We have really gotten
I've been
amazing.
Educated. I couldn't even talk more about food right now. But join us next week, and we're going to be back at the Love Casey Food Show with some barbecue ideas.
Okay, that's right.
So this is
Excellent.
The second barbecue show in our series of three before the end of this year. So, should be good.
Should be amazing. Keyword.
Keyword is marked.
All right.
Benny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And
for
we will
me.
Be back in 167 hours on the Love Casey Food Show. Cheeseburger.